From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news first, the headlines. Minister Sri Mulyani presses for improving women's access to financial services. Economic productivity to be boosted in 2023. And here's the news, read by Steve. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati strongly believes that women's access to financial products and services should be improved, so that they would have a positive impact on economic development. Increasing women's access to formal financial services will not only secure their families' lives, but also empower them to become involved at the micro, small, and medium enterprises. This was stated by Minister Sri Mulyani during a webinar in Jakarta on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. According to a study by the McKinsey Global Institute, some $13 trillion US, or 11% of the world's gross domestic products, could be recorded if all countries in the world increased gender equality for women. National Development Planning Ministry had said that macroeconomy in 2023 will be geared toward enhancing economic productivity. A low productivity level has become a problem commonly found in developing countries, including Indonesia. This was affirmed by Deputy for Economic Affairs at the Ministry, Amalia Dininggar Widyasanti, at the Green Economy Indonesia Summit 2022, The Future Economy of Indonesia on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. She added that the economic productivity level in Indonesia is still low compared to the other countries. Moreover, she also pointed out that the level of research and innovation in the country is also below global average. The Ministry of Public Works and Public Housing plans to apply the green infrastructure concept in the construction of the new capital city, Nusantara. This was stated by Director General of Human Settlements at the Ministry, Diana Kusumastuti, in Jakarta on Wednesday recently. She also explained that the plan aims to promote the concept of smart, innovative, and inclusive city development by prioritizing global principles with local wisdom. She added that to realize a smart metropolis, Nusantara is also being developed as a modern city to meet world-class infrastructure standards by applying smart technology to create a livable city. The Ministry of Industry will strive to make products with green industry standards a priority in the government procurement. The ministry is trying to improve the practice of green public procurement and other green product facilitation, with the target of adding green industry certified products up to the e-catalog of environmentally friendly products. This was stated by the head of Standardization and Industrial Services Policy Agency of the ministry, Dodi Rahadi, on Wednesday. He further said, products certified with the Green Industry Standard will receive priority in the government procurement. This program has become one of the industry ministry's strategies for strengthening the Green Industry Program, aiming to implement an inclusive and sustainable green economy. South Africa's National Institute for Communicable Diseases on Wednesday reported 10,017 new COVID-19 cases, the first day since January the institute has reported more than 10,000 new infections. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, health authorities have warned South Africa may be entering a fifth wave of infections driven by the Omicron subvariants. South Africa has recorded the most coronavirus cases and deaths on African continent and only exited a fourth wave in January. Experts had predicted a fifth wave could start during the Southern Hemisphere winter months sometime in May or June. Just under 50% of South Africa's adult population of roughly 40 million have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine, with 45% of adults fully vaccinated. Sri Lanka has moved Mahindra Rajapaksa to a naval base for his safety after he quit 2 days ago as the Prime Minister, the Defence Secretary said on Wednesday, following violence targeting the family for its role in the country's worst economic crisis. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Sri Lankans blamed the Rajapaksa dynasty for a meltdown in the Indian Ocean nation that reduced reserves to just about $50 million, stalling most imports and bringing massive shortage of key items of food, fuel, and medicine that unleashed protests. The Prime Minister was evacuated to the Trincomalee naval base for security reasons, Kamal Gunaratne told the news conference, referring to the base on the northeastern coast. According to the new official guidance, face masks will no longer have to be worn on flights and in airports in EU countries from next Monday. As reported by BBC.com, the EU Aviation Safety Agency reported that the move is in line with the changing COVID policies on public transport across Europe. Some US airlines did the same in April after a federal judge threw out the government's mask mandate. But the EU Aviation Safety Agency said rules for masks will continue to vary by airline. The EU Aviation Safety Agency Executive Director Patrick Kai said that from next week, face masks will no longer need to be mandatory in air travel in all cases, broadly aligning with the changing requirements of national authorities across Europe for public transport. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: Indonesia explores potential for maritime cooperation in Namibia. Listeners, Indonesian Ambassador to Namibia in Windhoek, Wisnu Edi Pratiknyo, made a working visit to Luderitz City late April. The visit coincided with the Crayfish Festival 30 April 2022. This festival was held by the Luderitz City government to celebrate the end of the harvest period for crayfish, a type of lobster, which is one of the flagship products of Luderitz City. The Luderitz City government held a crayfish festival at the Luderitz City Pier by displaying processed crayfish, fish, and various other food products and non-food products, as well as public entertainment events. Ambassador Wisnu Edi and invited guests who were present at the crayfish festival visited several booths displaying Luderitz superior products, namely crayfish, oyster, abalone, and seaweed. Ambassador Wisnu, in his brief meeting with the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Mayor Luderitz, conveyed several things regarding the opportunities and follow-up developments for cooperation in the maritime sector between Indonesia and Namibia. One of them is the renewal of the Memorandum of Understanding for maritime cooperation between Indonesia and Namibia. With this renewal of MOU, Namibia welcomes this. The Namibian government processed several inputs to enrich the scope of cooperation in the maritime sector. The cooperation in the maritime sector is also expected to have a positive impact on the development of Luderitz City. While in Luderitz City, Ambassador Wisnu visited the abalone factory managed by Hangana Seafood. The visit was made to find out about the abalone production facilities that Namibia exports to China and Japan. Besides visiting the abalone factory, Ambassador Wisnu met the head of the Luderitz Library to promote Indonesian culture by donating books on Indonesian culture and cuisine. In addition, books with the theme of leadership were also handed over, one of which is a review of Indonesia's leader, President Joko Widodo, and books on education. The head of the Luderitz Library welcomes these books, which are believed to open the insight of Luderitz residents about Indonesia's wealth. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, we start today in history with the event on May 12th about International Nurses Day. International Nurses Day is commemorated worldwide every 12th May. The day is the contribution of nurses to society. The International Council of Nurses, ICN, has been commemorating this day since 1965. 12th May is taken from the birthday of the world-renowned nurses, Florence Nightingale, on 12th May 1820. Florence was a social reformer, statistician, and founder of modern nursing as we know it today. Let's move to May 12, 1998, Trisakti Tragedy. The Trisakti Tragedy was the shooting incident on May 12, 1998, against students during a demonstration demanding that President Suharto stepped down from office. This incident resulted in the death of 4 Trisakti University students and dozens of others injured. The background of these demonstrations was the collapse in the nation economy in early 1998, which was affected by the Asian financial crisis. Students also staged large-scale demonstrations at the building of BPR or MPR. This series of events led to the resignation of Suharto as President of the Republic of Indonesia on May 21, 1998. We end today's history with the event on May 12, 2008 about the Sichuan earthquake. An earthquake with a 7.9 Richter scale and an epicenter in Wenchuan, Sichuan, China, occurred on May 12, 2008. According to official Chinese government report, the earthquake left 69,880 people dead, 18,498 people missing, and 374,176 injured. The figure included 158 earthquake relief workers who died in a landslide while they were trying to repair a road. Well, listener, that's today's history read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda, waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda tiang kaku,
angka di cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh,
kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu.
Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan gadira cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang,
tiba-tiba sayang, tiba-tiba sayang, tiba-tiba cinta.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang,
aku tiba-tiba cinta.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
BPDB KS agrees the rejuvenation of 100 hectare community oil palm in South Solok. Oil Palm Plantation Vine Management Body or BPDBKS approved the proposal of South Solok Regency Government to rejuvenate or replant 100 hectares of community palm oil plantation in 2022. South Solok Agriculture Agency's Plantation Division, Hak Joko Nugroho in Padangaro on Tuesday, said BPDBKS approved the replanting for 7 former groups. He added, if the group met the requirement, he approved rejuvenation can continue. Joko Nugroho said, if South Solok could achieve the target, it can be aided with other regions that are yet to achieve. The replanting is aimed for unproductive oil palm such as old or using fag seed. Every recipient group of the rejuvenation were given 30 million rupees per hectare, starting from the tree value to planting. The seed must be purchased at the certified nursery or those with a license from West Sumatra Agency for seed quality monitoring and testing to avoid fag seed. The requirement to have the rejuvenation is at least having 50 hectare land with 10 kilometers outmost distance. Ulangi, with 10 kilometers outermost distance, not in the forest, and ready to be rejuvenated. Oil Palm Plantation Vine Management Body aims to rejuvenate 180 hectares of palm plantation across Indonesia. People who have old oil palm trees or bad seed are invited to use this rejuvenation program.
Bila waktu bisa kembali, tapi waktu tak berhenti. Seharusnya kita berdiri hadapi seadanya, coba berpikir dan pahami.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
This Ramadan edition, we are going to take you to Payakumbuh, West Sumatra. In the small town located about 120 kilometers to the north of Padang City, the capital of West Sumatra province, there is a mosque which is full of historical records of the development of the Minang religion. Not far from downtown Payakumbuh, precisely in Balai Nanduo sub-district of West Payakumbuh, an old mosque stands and it was built with a wooden structure. The architecture is typical of the old mosque in Minangkabau. Its name is Godang Koto Nan Ompek Mosque. Godang is the Payakumbuh dialect for the word gadang, which in Minang language means big. Meanwhile, Koto Nan Ompek is the name of the village where it is located. This mosque was built around 1840 on work of land by four people in the Koto Nan Ampek area at that time. They are Datuk Bangso Dirajo Nan Hitam, Datuk Rajo Mantiko Alam, Datuk Paduko Majo Lelo, and Datuk Sinaro Kayo. At that time, mosque building materials were collected together by the local residents. This Godang mosque has a rectangular roof shape of a pointed pyramid and three levels of towering steps. The buildings with the basic concept of stilt house has a large pillars as the main support, which stands sideways widening towards the top. This type of building structure is said to have resistance to earthquake shocks like those that often hit this area. Evidently, this mosque building is still able to withstand from dozens of earthquakes that occurred in West Sumatra. In general, this mosque building still keeps maintaining its original structure, including traditional Minangkabau carving ornaments around the wooden walls. It is estimated that the pillars of the mosque are still the same as their original ones. The biggest change is in the roof of the mosque, where the roof was previously covered with fibers. But now, it is replaced with metal roof tiles. One thing that is interesting is that in the courtyard of the mosque, precisely in the front of the mihrab or the west side of the mosque, there is a building as high as 2 meters or more, which at first glance it looks like a monument or temple.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno exhibited Purun Eco Strauss from Belitung Island at the United Nations Special Agency's World Tourism Organization, or UNWTO, event entitled High-Level Thematic Debate, Putting Sustainable and Resilient Tourism at the Heart of an Inclusive Recovery, in New York, United States, last Wednesday. He said that this Purun Straw is a real manifestation of Indonesia in overcoming environmental problems and applying the principles of sustainable tourism. Furthermore, Minister Sandiaga also stated that sustainable tourism is about not only saving the environment, but also benefiting the community and maintaining local traditions. Purun, with the Latin name Riparonia articulata, is a type of grass which belongs to the Cyperaceae tribe. This plant is a wild plant that has a stem from 2 to 8 millimeters in diameter. This plant is shaped like a straw but has knots like ropes, and it usually grows under the former Belitung mines. However, Hartati, the maker of environmentally friendly straws, opined that the plant has high economic value because it can be processed into environmentally friendly straws. She has received the support of the local government and was introduced through events such as the exhibition of local products. Hartati even markets environmentally friendly straws made from Purun to Jakarta, Bali, and Surabaya. Purun straws are known to have a significant impact on the economy of the surrounding community. These straws are not produced in a big factory, but are handmade by local women in the production house located in Dukong Village, Tanjung Pandan, Belitung, Bangka Belitung Islands Province. Apart from having a significant impact on the economy, Purun Eco Straw is also present as a good solution for nature. These straws will break very easily when they are thrown away and will not get stuck if thrown in the sea. Hartati provides two types of straws, namely fresh and dry. Fresh Purun straws are processed in a very short time. The straws are green in color and last for 2 days. Meanwhile, making dry Purun straws takes a long time. However, these straws can last up to a year. That's miscellany.
Antarkan ku untuk menggapai hati. Kau saksi
cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, I would like to present a song from Jakarta entitled Enjoy Jakarta. The song Enjoy Jakarta has lyrics the Betawinese dialect. This lyric contains a call to joy Jakarta. In addition, the lyrics to Enjoy Jakarta also mention various destinations that can be visited and the culinary that can be enjoyed in Jakarta. The song also calls for people not to throw garbage in the river so that Jakarta does get flooded. The song was composed with a rhythm like a pum, which is indeed one of typical cultures of Betawi. Well, listeners, here's the song Enjoy Jakarta by Kojek Rap Betawi.
Pendengar, ngibing nyo, bareng Kojek nih, nyonyo-nyo.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di sini aja ya.
Enggak abang ah, di sana aja.
Di sini enak, di bawah pohon.
Malu kan bang, banyak orang tuh diliatin.
Ah. Di sini aja deh. Same-same
Bang, di sana aja Bang.
Oga ah, di sini aja
Bang, di sana aja Bang.
Oga ah, di sini aja.
Dasar orang lelaki memang maunya menangkan diri.
Di sini aja deh.
Terserah deh si abang ah.
Cepet dong ngebuka.
Abang entar dulu.
Abang udah gak tahan.
Buka deh nih, buka, buka cepet ah. Di apa enaknya bang, buka di tempat begini. Di apa enaknya bang, buka di tempat begini.
Abang udah gak sabar, biar di rumput sama enaknya. Gurih ya?
Enak ya bang ya. Apa gue bilang enakan di sini?
Untung gak dibapuin ya. Di sini aja deh.
Oga di sana aja.
Di sini aja deh.
Oga di sana aja.
Di sini aja. Yuk ayo kita buka sama-sama.
Bang di sana aja bang.
Oga di sini aja. Aja.
Dasar orang lelaki memang maunya menangkan diri.
Di sini aja deh.
Ibi ah di sana aja.
Di sini aja deh ya.
Terserah deh si abang ah.
Cepet dong buka.
Abang entar dulu.
Abang udah lapar.
Makan ini makan makan.
Kalau udah lapar di atas rumpun enak makannya. Enak ya timbalnya ya.
Enak.
Ada ikan asinnya lagi nih. Heran di rumah gue enak makan kalau di kebun begini.
Voice of Indonesia.
Baja beroda di bawah raksasa tinggi, dihantui bayang-bayang kelam, berebut udara jernih di ramai kota, menggantung mimpi yang entah di mana. Kita kemana, mau kemana,
hendak mencari apa, menumpuk untuk apa, kita kemana, mau kemana, hendak mencari apa, menumpuk untuk apa. Tarik di mata, dingin di raga, keringat untuk apa, dihantui ringki lelah badan, berjuta alasan untuk ku lari pergi, berjuta alasan tetap di sini. Kita kemana, mau kemana, hendak mencari apa, menumpuk untuk apa. Kita kemana, mau kemana, hendak mencari apa, menumpuk untuk apa. Lihat langit di balik jendela bening yang jadi arena juang belasan jam tiap hariku. Hariku di mana, mimpiku di mana, depan dulu yang ku jadikan alamat tuju. Mimpimu, mimpinya, mimpimu, mimpinya, mimpimu, mimpinya. Kita kemana, mau kemana, hendak mencari apa, menumpuk untuk apa. Kita kemana, mau kemana, hendak mencari apa, menumpuk uang untuk apa.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.